Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th day of August. Thanks for joining me. I want to take a step back today. What happens is as we go through this Genesis account, I try to cover everything that really stands out to me. That certainly is not exhaustive. It's just the things that I see, the correlations I want to make, and the connections. And then I move on. And sometimes I get a little sidetracked and I move on too quickly. That happened in this journey in Genesis 3 on at least one thing that I want to go back and cover today. So today we actually take a step backward in the text. And I tell you why I do this, because I don't always listen to the DDP. You know, when you record it, then you edit it, then you post it. By the time you're done, you've heard it plenty. So I don't wake up and go to my podcast and listen to it. Sometimes I do to make sure things, how they sound and whatever. But I usually do if someone says, hey man, today really bless me or whatever. Sometimes I'll click over there and go, well, let me try and hear it through someone else's ears. And for some reason, I was listening to the podcast recently and I got to the Genesis chapter 3 moment where God tells Adam that he will, you know, he's going to have thorns and thistles and all the stuff that he's going to have to work through if he's going to bring forth fruit on the earth. And he says this in verse 19. So I want to step back to 19. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return from the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And this was just a few days ago on the podcast. We were on that verse, and I dealt with the sweat as a result of work, and I talked about the difference between toiling and tending, and I talked about returning to the ground, and then I ended up in the talking about the dust and the difference in the man of the earth versus the man of heaven. And so I was dealing with all those little tributaries, and I sat listening to the podcast and thought, I missed one thing. Well, I probably missed 100 things, but I missed one thing that I didn't want to miss. So today, in the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. Genesis 3:19. I always try to make a point of taking these moments into Christ, into who He is, and into what He does. And in Christ, we watch our redemption. Whatever it is we need redeemed from, purchased out of, then the purchaser is Jesus. Whatever we go through, we see Him go through. Whatever we do, we watch Him do. I've tried to emphasize this particularly lately in regards to the cross. You know you're guilty of sin. He was made to be sin. See your guilt in Him. Therefore, the cross becomes not just the picture of an innocent man dying, though he is innocent and sinless. It becomes the picture of an innocent man taking on guilt he did not deserve. And that then makes the cross a great place of sacrifice. It's why in all the arguments about what the cross is and what the cross isn't, I keep landing on it has to be a sacrifice because someone died that didn't deserve to. How can it not be a sacrifice? That is a sacrifice, is when you give up something you don't have to give up for a greater cause. And Jesus, in effect, gives up His innocence and therefore His own life. And He didn't have to. So, see whatever He does as a way of redeeming us from what we are in. When Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, this is the part that I didn't bring out that I need to do now. When He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, He is in anguish. He is in turmoil. He has just prophesied to His disciples that as it is written, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And the smiting is, we're going to find in as we move forward, today we're moving backward, but as we move forward, we're going to get to that sword and see what that sword means and the smiting. So Jesus knows He is reliving He is living, rather, the events that will redeem us from the Genesis 3 issue. And then the Gospels are specific to show you that as He prays in agony in the garden, He sweats, as it were, great drops of blood, which has been a fascinating medical examination for centuries as to can you sweat so much that you bleed? And the answer to that medically seems to be yes, it is actually possible. And so we're looking at a physical condition. But more than that, we're looking at a spiritual redemption. Because if the blood of Jesus is that which redeems us from sin, buys us out, then the blood of Jesus in Gethsemane that is mingled with sweat, and the sweat then becomes, as it were, great drops of blood, then the blood that redeems has been mingled in with the sweat that is a direct result of man's labor. Therefore, because Jesus labors in the Garden of Gethsemane, you and I are redeemed from the slavery of labor. And I don't mean we don't have jobs and that we don't go punch a clock or have a paycheck, but we are redeemed from being slaves to it. We have the strength and the wisdom to be able to make work for us instead of us working for work. And the reason for that is because he sweat great drops of blood, or as it were, great drops of blood. His redeeming blood mingled with my cursed sweat, with not just mine, but all of mankind represented in Christ, therefore redeems us from that sweat of your face is how you'll eat your bread. Remember, Jesus says to the devil in the wilderness, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if under an old man, we eat our bread through sweat, but under a new man, he has sweat on our behalf and we don't only live off of bread, then we've been double redeemed in effect. We've been redeemed from the curse of being beneath, and we've been redeemed from having to eat only bread. We receive the fullness of the wisdom of God because of what Jesus has done. So I hope you can see why I find it necessary from time to time to take those steps backward. When you look through the podcast descriptions, we always post the verse. At least we started doing this a couple years ago. We post the verse or verses that are the primary focus of that day's podcast. We don't put every verse we use because sometimes I'll jump all over the Bible using verses, but we do put the verse. So it's going to look a little odd when you get to today's podcast and it goes backwards. I know. I hope you understand why we do that. It's because I heard a good illustration lately. You don't climb a mountain by going straight up the mountain unless you want to be terrible at climbing mountains. If you want to be good at it, you do switchback. Go left, go right, go left, go right, go left, go right. In mental circles, theological circles, or intellectual circles, that sounds wasteful. Turn left, turn right, turn left, turn right. Shouldn't we just be going straight ahead into this thing called theology? No. That's the exhaustive way. The smart way is to make a left turn, then a right turn, a left turn, a right turn. I can't tell you how many times I've changed my mind about something or had a different thought about something. The illustration isn't perfect, but I think it works here, and that is sometimes to go forward, we have to go back. Hopefully, going back and applying the blood of Jesus into Genesis 3:19 helps you to understand where we're going forward. Now, where we are going forward is we're going to try, finally, to finish up in the next couple of days, this third chapter. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.